Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, November 3rd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of technology news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Rock breaks. Max Powermine X, OTC Max FF89N, doubles Genesis trend to 475 kilometers with new Radvil natural hydrogen focus area. Max Power Mining, a leader in the natural hydrogen sector, has doubled its Genesis trend to 475 kilometers with the new Radvil natural hydrogen focus area. The company's editorial, AI's growth has a power problem. Natural hydrogen could be the perfect solution, discusses how natural hydrogen can address the rising electricity demand from AI and data centers. Max Power controls 1.3 million permitted acres in Saskatchewan, including the Genesis trend near a proposed hydrogen hub. The company is set to commence drilling in Q4 2025. Max Power also holds properties in the US and Canada focused on critical minerals, with a recent diamond drilling discovery at the Wilcox Playa lithium project in Arizona. For more information, visit Max Power's newsroom at the provided link.
Investor news breaks. CG Media Corporation, as stated at RWFW, showcases racing women drivers at Gulf Radical Cup season opener in Abu Dhabi. SEG Media Corporation, listed on NASDAQ as SEG and RWFW, is showcasing racing women drivers Jordan Dolishka and Lena Galio at the Gulf Radical Cup season opener in Abu Dhabi. The event marks a milestone in the company's global motorsport and women's racing presence. Both drivers, standout performers from the Racing Women Nations Trophy, are the only female entrants in a competitive 18-car grid. Dolishka has set the fastest overall time in testing runs. SEG Media and Sports.com are providing exclusive live coverage through the Sports.com app for iOS and Android. To learn more about SEG Media Corporation, visit their newsroom at ibn.fm/eg. ABVC Biopharma reports 230% YY licensing revenue growth and 181% asset expansion in Q3 2025. ABVC Biopharma Inc. reported a significant increase in licensing revenue and asset expansion in Q3 2025. The company saw a 230% year-over-year growth in licensing revenue, reaching US$1.28 million. Total assets also rose by 181% to USD$21.18 million. ABVC completed strategic asset investments in Taiwan, acquiring land for botanical research and agricultural R&D. The company continues to operate with a dual-core structure between Silicon Valley and Taiwan, focusing on innovation and manufacturing. ABVC maintains multiple licensing agreements in CNS, ophthalmology, and oncology fields. The company's CEO, Dr. Uttam Patil, highlighted the progress made in both revenue and asset development activities, aiming to create sustainable value for shareholders. ABVC Biopharma is a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company with a pipeline of drugs and a medical device under development, utilizing in-licensed technology from renowned research institutions. IonQ, quantum progress meets market reality. IonQ Inc. is set to report third-quarter results, with analysts predicting revenue of around $27 million and full-year guidance between $82 million and $100 million. The company recently received a $1 billion investment from Susquehanna International Group, boosting its cash reserves to $1.68 billion. IonQ's rapid progress in quantum hardware and networking has led to a 110% increase in shares this year, valued at $20.7 billion. Acquisitions of Oxford Ionics and LightSync have reshaped its technology trajectory, targeting 800 logical qubits by 2027. Partnerships with ID Quantique and Capella Space expand IonQ's reach into secure communications and satellite-based entanglement. The company's expanding software stack, collaborations with industry giants like AstraZeneca and Amazon Web Services, and its defensible moat in the quantum computing space position IonQ for success. However, execution risk remains high, with the challenge of commercializing fault-tolerant quantum systems before 2030. IonQ's transition from research prototype to commercial platform could redefine computing, but investors must weigh the current valuation against future potential.
Bellanora Nail & Spa elevates the art of beauty in Plainfield, IL, combining modern luxury, precision, and a passion for wellness. Located in Plainfield, Illinois, Bellanora Nail & Spa offers a luxurious experience blending artistry, relaxation, and wellness. Led by Jessica Nguyen, the salon's team delivers precision, cleanliness, and creativity in every service. With a stellar reputation on Booksy and Yelp, Bellanora is known for its friendly staff, long-lasting results, and exceptional sanitation standards. The salon offers a wide range of services, from manicures and pedicures to waxing and spa experiences. Embracing innovation and sustainability, Bellanora implements eco-conscious practices and digital booking. Committed to community growth, the salon collaborates with local businesses and beauty schools to host educational events and promotions. Visit Bellanora Nail & Spa for a personalized beauty experience that prioritizes artistry, education, and environmental responsibility.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.